Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Monday edition of our program on this week that is so important for us as Americans, so important for us as Christians. This is Thanksgiving week, and Thanksgiving meant a great deal to Derek Prince, as I'm sure it does to many, if not all of us. This week, we're going to be hearing thoughts on Thanksgiving from Derek Prince, everything from the attitude of gratitude to thoughts about America and the United States and what God has done in this country. It's going to be a fascinating time. You know, Derek came to the United States, began to live in the United States in 1963. He actually arrived just shortly before the Kennedy assassination in November of 1963. And it's amazing the way that God used this man from England to teach America about her own spiritual history. Many of the books that he wrote, many of the conference speeches that he did, many of the sermons that he preached brought back our heritage, helped us understand who we were, not only during the tumultuous time of the 60s, but also in anticipation of our bicentennial in 1976. So this week's going to be fascinating. You're not going to want to miss any of it as Derek Prince talks to us about everything from religious liberty to having a thankful heart. It's going to be a powerful, powerful time. Now, it's a busy week, we know. And so if you miss any of it, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org and listen to these teachings as often as you want to. Well, let's get right to it. As Derek Prince teaches us today about religious liberty in the truest and most Holy Spirit sense.
First of all, let's remind ourselves how important it is to be thankful and to give thanks. The Bible has a great deal to say about this. For an example of this principle today, I'm going to turn to an incident in the ministry of Jesus, recorded in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19. As Jesus was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." It's important to see the lesson in that incident. 9 of those lepers were physically healed, but the 10th, the only one who came back to give Jesus thanks, was more than healed. The English translation that I read says, "Your faith has made you well." But the Greek word is, "Your faith has saved you." That's much more than just being made well. That's something that affects not only the body, but the soul. That's something that's valid not only for time, but for eternity. You see, the 9 lepers received a blessing which was temporary and only physical. But the 10th leper, because he returned to give Jesus thanks, received a blessing which was both physical and spiritual, and also he received a blessing that was eternal. The difference was made by his returning to give thanks, and the scripture says he was a foreigner. Now, I believe this lesson applies to us in the United States at this time. We are the recipients of countless blessings, many of which are denied to the people of most other nations. But whether we receive the full benefit of these blessings or not will depend on how we respond. Are we going to be like the 9 lepers who just received the blessing and don't ever return to give God thanks? Or are we going to be like that 10th leper who returned to give God thanks and received so much more by way of blessing than the other 9? In a way, I feel a little bit like that Samaritan, that foreigner. Perhaps I ought to explain my background briefly. Most of you are aware that I was not born an American. Actually, it might surprise you to know I was born in India, of British parents. And I was reared and educated in Britain. And then I've traveled in many different lands. I've resided in many different lands. As I look back over my life, I realize that I've resided about 9 years in Asia, about 8 years in Africa, something like 30 years in Europe. I also spent a complete year in Canada before I came to the United States. I came to the United States just as a visitor in 1963, but here I am. I've been living here ever since. God intervened and showed me that I was to take my place of residence in this country. And in 1970, I took American citizenship. I tell my American friends, you're Americans by birth, but I'm an American by choice. And I believe because of this background, in many ways, I'm able to view the situation in America more objectively than most Americans. Because I have standards of reference that most Americans do not have. And so each day this week, I want to focus with you on some particular aspect of American life for which I believe we need to thank God.
What a powerful antidote this teaching is to the whining and complaining that happens in our society today. You know, we're living in one of the most marvelous ages to be alive in one of the greatest countries. I don't say that to diminish other countries in the world, but there's no question that the United States is a great and a powerful country. And yet, the level of whining and complaining and bellyaching about our country and the times in which we live and the things we don't have that we think we ought to. And Derek's teaching us that while God had done wonderful things for all the lepers, only one turned and gave thanks to God, and that one was made whole. You know, could it be that gratitude in our generation, especially this important week, is a key to making our generation and this nation whole? I believe it's so. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you long to truly know God, to actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through His marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us here on this Monday. Throughout this week, Derek Prince is going to be sharing with us thoughts for Thanksgiving, everything from religious liberty to the heritage of America, all the way, of course, to the spiritual issues of a thankful heart. And I have to tell you that Derek really brought wonderful perspective to our country at a critical time about our heritage and God's purposes. In fact, you can get a real sense of this. We have a CD available for you called The Pilgrim. Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. It's available to you free and postage paid. And you can get it by logging onto the website at derekprince.org. Derek, as a man from England, as an outsider to America, God just gave him tremendous insight to our country, to our heritage, and you're going to find that reflected in this CD called The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. Be sure and get it. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us some more of his thoughts for Thanksgiving.
I came to the United States just as a visitor in 1963, but here I am. I've been living here ever since. God intervened and showed me that I was to take my place of residence in this country. And in 1970, I took American citizenship. I tell my American friends, you're Americans by birth, but I'm an American by choice. And I believe because of this background, in many ways, I'm able to view the situation in America more objectively than most Americans. Because I have standards of reference that most Americans do not have. And so each day this week, I want to focus with you on some particular aspect of American life for which I believe we need to thank God. Let's make sure we're not like the 9 lepers who received the blessing and never came back to say thank you. Let's make sure we're like that 10th leper who came back and gave God thanks and received the fullness of the blessing which the others missed. So as I've said, each day I'm going to focus on something special for which to thank God in the United States. Today I want to thank God for the religious liberty which we enjoy in this nation. So many times in the United States we take our religious liberty for granted. Think of the liberty I have to bring this message to you, the liberty you have to hear it and obey it without fear of persecution or secret police or some kind of sanctions against you. Contrast some other countries. Think about countries like Albania, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, where it's forbidden either to preach or to receive the gospel on pain of death. Or think about other countries behind the Iron Curtain or the Bamboo Curtain, where liberty is greatly circumscribed, where those who listen are in danger from informers or secret police, where there are social and economic penalties, penalties that limit your education and your social privileges. Or think of even countries in Europe where there is complete civil liberty, and yet radio and television are controlled by the state, and only programs that are approved by the state have any opportunity to be aired over nationwide radio or television. As a matter of just example, let me say that this program of mine, which you're listening to, would never be aired over any radio station in Great Britain, and I doubt whether over any country in Europe. So you see, we here in the United States have so much by way of religious liberty which is denied to people in most other countries. So I want to ask you to agree with me today to thank God for our religious liberty, and in particular for this radio ministry which is coming to you just now. Would you pause and just say thank you to God for one moment? Each week I receive letters from listeners thanking me for the help and the blessing they receive from this ministry. And so each day this week, as a part of my personal thanksgiving, I'm going to read to you from one or more of such letters that I receive. For instance, here's a letter from a lady in Kansas City. She writes, "My husband and I are greatly blessed by your radio ministry. God truly teaches us through you. We are both Catholics who have known the Lord for a few years. Since we have no scriptural teaching in our background, we would appreciate it if you could send us your self-study Bible course. We have been searching for a Bible study we can study together, and we believe the Lord would have us use yours." Thank God for that lady and her husband. Then, from Washington, D.C., "Your radio program has been a wonderful help to me. Our family is not united in faith, and so I am without fellowship. Your program has been my place of teaching, and it has helped me not to feel cut off from the rest of the body of Christ. Please pray for our family, that we might find our place in the body of Christ, and that we might serve God in united faith." And then a lady in New England writes, "Words cannot express how I feel about your ministry. As far as I am concerned, you have been a direct line from heaven, and I continually praise God for his ministry to me through you." Those are just samples of letters that we get every week. So I just want to thank God for the privilege of being able to give out his word and receive such a response from my listeners across this nation.
Derek has said something here that I really want you to remember, and that is that there is greater religious liberty in the United States, and that more Christian ministries go out from the United States than any other country in the world. At the same time, it's also statistically true that the United States has become the largest mission field in the world, and that many, many missionaries actually come to the United States to evangelize in our neo-pagan culture. It's an important truth for us to remember. It's an important truth for us to hold before the Lord. Listen, coming up in just a few moments, Christopher Selby, the executive producer of our show, is going to be here as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What was the real story behind the first Thanksgiving? Amazingly, many Americans do not know much about the Pilgrims. How did God use such a humble group of people to birth such a great nation? In his special message, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, Derek Prince reveals the true story of the ones who laid the foundation upon which the United States still stands. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover the two great enduring truths that the Pilgrims practiced and find out how to apply them in your own life. It's such an important story that we want you to have a free copy. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special audio CD are both free. The Pilgrims laid a strong foundation, and we can follow in their footsteps today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free audio CD copy of Pilgrims Laid the Foundation when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. Joining me in the studio now are two dear friends. First of all, Christopher Selby, the executive producer of the program, and also David Holland, one of the producers of the program. And we're thankful for both of you guys being here.
Hey, thank you, Stephen.
Christopher, we've just heard Derek sharing some testimonies from when he originally taught this series. But you know, it's not like the testimonies stopped in that day. And we've got continued testimonies since then, great things that God is doing. Fill us in.
That's right. We hear from a lot of people on a regular basis, and it never gets old. It's always exciting. It's always an encouragement. And many people don't realize, or maybe they do, that the program doesn't only air in the United States. That's one of the primary locations that this program airs. But we also air all throughout Canada as well. And we recently heard from a listener in Canada who writes, I listen to Derek on 93.9 FM radio daily. I look forward to hearing the messages he presents as it always relates to something in my life that I'm presently dealing with. The message of Job's suffering gives me encouragement and strengthens my faith and belief in God's faithfulness. I thank God for the radio ministry as I listen to it at noon every day and sometimes again after midnight, which makes me feel the love of God. I pray that this ministry will reach more and more people in Canada. The message is clear and concise, and it is not sugarcoated, which I love. May God continue to bless Derek Prince Ministries and each person that is involved with continuing teaching the truth of God's Word.
You know, it's exciting to think about because we focus in our time together on the United States just because that's the primary broadcast area. But of course, now through the miracle of the internet, I mean, people are listening to this all over the world.
And that's right.
We get mail from them. We get emails. We get calls. It's really wonderful what you can do nowadays with the internet in terms of reaching people.
It is. And I'd like to encourage anyone right now that, you know, if God's done something amazing in your life, whether you think it's big or small, we love to hear about it. You know, it's such an encouragement to us as we carry on this ministry. Just go to the website, derekprince.org, click on feedback, and just send us an email. Just even if it's just a brief note, we'd love to hear from you. We recently received an email from a listener in Texas who writes, I can't tell you how much it means to me to be able to go to derekprince.org day or night and listen to the word taught by Derek. The intensity of his teaching has taught me that each and every word in the scriptures has a specific meaning and not to skip one bit of it. He has taught me to look and listen intently, to study and pray without ceasing. What a beautiful gift the Lord has given us through Derek's teaching to help us understand the word. And I thank each one of you for carrying on the ministry. It is not only the people in faraway countries that need this teaching, but the church as a whole. I learn something new each time I hear a teaching or read a book. His dedication inspires me to walk more closely to the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day of my life. Again, I'm thankful that the Lord led me to this ministry. He is precious indeed and knew just what I needed.
You know, guys, when I hear a testimony like that, it makes me grateful that we have anything to do with this program. I mean, I really feel privileged, not just because of who Derek was, but because of what the Word of God in an ongoing sense is. It's a very touching thing.
You know, it really is. It's gratifying to know that we are playing a role in introducing the teaching ministry of Derek Prince to whole new generations of people. The height of Derek's activity and presence in the United States was obviously in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He moved to Jerusalem at some point. As he got older, his travel began to diminish some. And we now have entire swaths of our culture who really don't know who the man is, and yet we're introducing them to him. People are writing us and they're saying, I heard this distinguished British gentleman's voice come out of my radio and God touched me through it. It's really very, very exciting.
Well, speaking of generations that did not know certain things, when I was working on the bio of Derek, I was amazed at people who said they had never had any inkling that, for example, the Pilgrims were Christians, even, or that the founding generations in America had any orientation to faith, but that they learned it by going to a Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship conference, or they learned it by getting a Derek Prince tape in some way, or some new wine magazine. In other words, God used Derek, as we're going to hear this coming week, to really bring a lot of that truth into our country. So here this week of Thanksgiving, it's amazing that there are so many themes that we can tie into Derek, when in fact, Thanksgiving is a pretty exclusively American experience, and yet he's the one who framed it for many of us.
Yeah, it's very cool. And you know, Christopher, we've got a free offer for our listeners this week that centers on that very thing. The Pilgrims laid the foundation.
It's a very interesting, a bit of a departure in a way from normal Derek Prince fare, if you will, where he comes from a very unique position as being British, and this colonization that took place, and these British rebels that left, and really the appreciation he had for their motives really comes out. And he says he probably, if he'd been there, he would have done the same thing. He would have been right there with them.
Absolutely.
So that's the insight that he gives in this message, The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation.
Hey, listen, if you want to receive that CD, that audio CD, all you have to do is call or click and let us know you want to receive it. You can go online at derekprince.org, and we'd love to get that audio CD to you. It's called The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. It's really, really good stuff, and it's free.
You know, I also want to turn this just in the last minute and a half or so that we have together to talk about changing our attitude about our country. You know, as this broadcast goes out around Thanksgiving 2007, it really is a time of complaining a great deal, political complaining. People are unhappy with the administration. They're unhappy with, of course, the war and other things that are going on. And I'm not saying that we should not speak the truth in love, that we should not express our political views. But as Christians, there is an attitude that we're encouraged to have in Scripture of gratitude. Be thankful for what you can be thankful for, and be thankful in whatever circumstances you find yourself. And so I really want us this Thanksgiving, especially as we kind of digest these teachings that Derek is doing, to focus on the things we can be thankful for, the things we can be grateful for, and that attitude that I think keeps us from being the other nine lepers,
sure,
as Derek was teaching today, you know, who are only healed but not made whole. I think we can be made whole if we'll express gratitude in the way that God ordained.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a powerful thing.
Well, those who are regular listeners to Derek Prince Legacy Radio may recall last Thanksgiving a message that we shared from my grandfather on speaking well about the USA, speaking well about your nation, speaking well about the leaders. It doesn't mean we necessarily agree with everything that's going on. It doesn't mean that there aren't things that we want to see change. But as we've heard recently on this program, the power of proclamation can have an impact not only in your life, but in nations. And to see that affect our country is an important truth that we need to lay hold of.
Absolutely, dear guys. Great being with you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join us in the coming days as we continue to explore these truths, and the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Entering the Presence of God, give us a call toll-free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's audio CD, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada,
Call 888-737-0771 or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.